Justo Gutierrez is a member of the Malaya Movement South Bay. It's a US-based organization focusing on human rights in the Philippines. Gutierrez warned that Marcos Jr. may follow the footsteps of his father, who served as president before he was ousted in the People's Power Revolution in 1986. The elder Marcos imposed martial law, censorship, and imprisoned and tortured thousands.
Marcos Sr. is responsible for 70,000 arrested, 34,000 tortured, and over 3,200 extrajudicial killings during his rule. Marcos Jr. has made it clear he wants to continue on his father's legacy. This means a crackdown on activists and human rights defenders, attacks on press freedom, and a worsening economic situation for the Filipino people.
A day before the new president's inauguration, the Philippine Securities and Exchange Commission demanded the shutdown of the progressive news outlet Rappler, run by Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Ressa. Ressa has faced harassment and legal persecution from Marcos Jr.'s predecessor Rodrigo Duterte's government. Activists accused the government of censoring free speech to provide a good image of the Marcos family. Francisca Pupus is a member of the student organization Celicorpus. She said her generation has a responsibility to stand up, like their parents, against what she called the tyranny.
In the past, we saw in the People Power Movement when university students rose against Ferdinand Marcos during martial law. It was these students who taught our generation about the strength and the power that youth and students have when they are uplifted by our community. We must use this history to combat historical revisionism, because we know social media with disinformation is alive and well today. It's not lies that make history. It's the people that make our history.
Organizers of the protest denounced Marcos Jr.'s past tax conviction, the non-payment of a huge estate tax by the Marcos family, and his silence on the rights abuses and plunder under his father's dictatorship. They condemned Marcos' address to the nation, saying he steadfastly refused to acknowledge and apologize for the abuses under his father's rule. I'm Violette Bilou, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.